Hachette Audio presents Warlords and Wastrels, The Duelists Trilogy, Book 3. Written by Julia Knight. Read by Angele Masters. Chapter 1. Vocho took a crafty swig from his little bottle, wiped his lips, and slid the jollop back into its hiding place in his tunic. It didn't take long for the familiar, warm, fearless sensation to flood through him, settling the pain at his hip and more subtle agonies inside. Suitably fortified and numb enough that he wouldn't limp and ruin the effect, he strode along the cloister and out into the damp and misty courtyard, ready for sparring practice. Lessers today. First-year students with lots of shiny little faces, turning to watch Vocho the Great as he readied himself for the lesson. Just one more reason to keep taking the syrup, he told himself. Vocho the Great didn't limp or feel fear. He did everything with as much style as he could muster, and he was going to carry on being Vocho the Great if it killed him.
Right, line up in twos, he said. Footwork today, boys and girls, because you lot are a bloody disgrace.
Vocho the Great wasn't a natural teacher, either. These lessers were so new and clumsy that he despaired. Had he ever been that useless? He didn't think so. Besides, he should be out doing great feats of daring do as befitted his name, not nursemaiding little children and trying to get them to not fall over their own feet when they used a sword, or watching them try not to cry when he raised his voice. He drew the line at wiping snotty noses.
Cospel! Oh, there you are. Will you do something about that nose over there? It's making me feel ill.
Cospel rolled his eyes and advanced on the offending boy, muttering under his breath about
not being paid for this. I don't pay you to moan either, but you do that all right.
Truth be told, they were both bored rigid. Not to mention this wasn't their job. Not really. It should have been Cass out here. She was guildmaster. She'd cheated in the duel, he was sure of it, the only way to explain how she'd beaten him, even with his dodgy hip. As such, she should have been herding snotty children and trying to make them into duelists, not him. But after that brief spurt of action to win the title, a few weeks where she'd got stuck in, ordering the guild as she saw fit, grief had finally won, a battle even she couldn't win. She'd sunk further and further into herself, away from him. Away from life, it seemed. And while he didn't mind helping out, he'd somehow ended up doing pretty much all of the guildmaster work with none of the prestige of the actual title. He got the lessers doing a few basic exercises, which they still managed to cock up, and looked up at the outer...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?